Good day. This is the Farm Market News, broadcast number 230 for Tuesday, January 19th. I'm Dave Sims. The Ice Futures Canada canola market finished slightly stronger on Tuesday, taking direction from the U.S. soy complex in a day of choppy trading. Malaysian palm oil futures were higher today as the El Nino weather phenomenon has cut into production forecasts, and that helped to support canola. There are ideas canola is relatively cheap compared to other vegetable oils. Some traders were positioning themselves ahead of tomorrow's decision by the Royal Bank of Canada whether or not to adjust the interest rate. However, the Canadian dollar was slightly stronger relative to its U.S. counterpart, which was bearish for canola as it made it tougher to sell on the international stage. On the other side of the coin, improvements in the South American soybean crop also weighed on the market. Losses in crude oil were slightly bearish for canola. Milling wheat and durum were untraded, while 25 barley contracts changed hands. In the U.S., soybeans, wheat, and corn were all higher. Corn was 5 cents higher, with the most active March contract coming in at $3.68 a bushel. A recovery in global financial stocks helped corn prices, along with ideas of increasing demand and short covering. A drought in South Africa also supported stocks. On the flip side, Informa Economics predicted U.S. farmers will plant 88.9 million acres of corn in 2016, and that is up 870,000 acres from last year. Soybeans were up 4 cents with the March contract checking in at $8.83 a bushel. The market took strength from gains in the corn market and a weaker U.S. dollar. Dry conditions in the northern areas of Brazil were bullish for the market. However, a new estimate of Argentine soybean production increased by 1 million metric tons from the old forecast to 59 million tons. Wheat was up a cent at $4.74 a bushel. Gains in corn and the weak U.S. dollar helped wheat advance. The weather in Ukraine, Belarus, and Russia is expected to be very cold in the next week, and that is raising the potential for damage to the winter wheat crop. The gains were limited, though, by concerns over future demand. There are also reports that livestock producers on the eastern U.S. coast are shipping in South American feed wheat because it's cheaper than U.S. supplies. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, January 19th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.